Welcome back to State of the News on WFPL. I'm Rick Heldert. We're joined now by Laura Unger of the Courier-Journal. She's written an article about the shortage of some critical drugs, including some critical cancer medications. Laura, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. Well, you spoke to some patients here in Louisville about the impact it's had on them, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But first, you know, the big question is, why are certain drugs in short supply?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration talks about, for example, the lack of raw materials in some cases, manufacturing or quality problems, as well as basically decisions by some companies to stop making older or less profitable drugs.
And one of the drugs in short supply is called, if I'm pronouncing this correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, Doxil?
Yes, Doxil, yes.
That's a cancer treatment, and you spoke to a couple of patients in this area who have responded very well to the drug but are now being forced to try something else or go without.
Yeah, these patients were very disappointed, and both of them both basically said they were basically in the middle of their treatment when their doctor said there just isn't any more of this drug available nationally. So they were taken off the treatment, even though in both cases it was working very well for them and really attacking their diseases.
One gentleman with a foot problem. I forget the name of the illness that he had, but it was a cancerous lesion on his foot, and then another person with the ovarian cancer.
Yes, yeah. The gentleman had Kaposi sarcoma in several spots on his skin, and he had one big open sore on his foot, and this was had shrunken it to about half the size that it had originally started out as. So he was very happy with the progress he was making and very disappointed to find out he wouldn't be able to continue on the drug.
So are drug makers, drug companies under any requirements to ensure an ample supply of certain drugs or to notify patients if they're going to run out?
There are really no set rules at this point about that. I mean, the FDA would like drug companies to notify them if they see an impending shortage, see manufacturing problems on the horizon, that sort of thing. So they would like that, but there are no laws in place right now that require them to do that, although some do. The maker of Doxil, for example, did try to notify patients and doctors about the problem. So, and in fact, the gentleman that I spoke with, he was told when he started taking the drug that there was a possibility that a shortage would be coming.
So some companies do so voluntarily.
Exactly. But there is some effort on a national level in Congress to have more notification, to require notification. So there is a move right now to change some of that.
And I understand this is not just cancer drugs that can be in short supply, but there's others as well.
Yes, there are dozens of drugs, and it's basically all sorts of drugs. There are some certain types that are more likely to be in short supply, and namely those given by injection or intravenously in the hospital. But there are various types, anesthetics, electrolytes, as well as chemotherapy drugs.
Now, these two folks that you talked to for your article, how are they doing on another drug? Or have you followed up with them?
Well, at the point where I last talked to the gentleman, he hadn't heard what is going to happen to him now that he's not taking the drug. So he was unsure of what was going to happen with him. The woman, she was going to be put on another chemotherapy regimen, but she also didn't. They were both notified very recently. The woman, several days ago, and so it's kind of too early to know whether things are working for them at this point. Hopefully, I can follow up with them and see how they're doing.
Have you heard back from any other patients or from the pharmaceutical companies since the article was published?
No, not really. So I don't know. But I mean, I know this is a national issue,
yeah.
Certainly being, raised elsewhere in the country. But no, I haven't heard from other patients at this point.
All right. Laura Unger with the Courier-Journal reporting on drug shortages, not only here, but around the country. Thanks for joining us.
Okay. No problem.
All right. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Okay. You too.